It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Joe Grande and no one else.
And that's all we need, brother.
And it feels good to see you.
Well, I'm just surprised you could see me because, I mean, folks that are listening to the podcast. Folks that are listening to the podcast, if they've listened in a row, they know that you've been missing a few tight days.
Man.
And deservingly so. And I'm not by no means ripping on you.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I will start ripping on your eyes right now. I'm not ripping at the fact that you missed the show. I'm going to rip on your eyes because of why you missed the show and because you said you could see me.
Here it goes.
That being said, you guys, this guy went from looking like he's been drinking for 40 days straight, looking like he's in the movie Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's go.
Just all borrachoing out. And started off with the right eye only. And when I say started off, folks, you guys got to understand, we've been dealing with this now 2 weeks. Your second weekend.
This is 2 weeks.
So we've come back from Vegas. And I don't know what strip club you went to in Vegas where she farted in your eye. But I don't know how we worked together. But you got some shit in your eye. The right eye happened first. And, folks, when I say the right eye, like this dude's right eye, first it looked like, and I had to tell him, I go, dog, is Chelsea hitting you? I was like, is the wife hitting you?
Yeah, he literally thought.
And I literally said that. I go, no, hey, seriously, are you okay? You need me to talk to her? Are you okay? No, shut up, Joe. And I'm like, okay, well, what's wrong with your fucking right eye? Because you look like Apollo Creed hits you in the right eye.
Rocky!
Then it gets worse. It starts pussing. It starts damn near bleeding.
Adrian!
It's like he's wiping it, and there's like colored pus on his eye. And he couldn't do the show, so that's why you didn't hear him for the last year. He went to the hospital. What did the doctors say to you?
They told me that I shouldn't...
No more monkeys jumping on the bed?
No, they said that I should no longer hang out next to Joe Grande because he probably has some kind of virus that jumped in my face.
That's definitely possible.
And, you know, and it was probably a crotch itch, and it just, now it's itching my eyes. So I got your crotch itch in my eye.
How does it go, though, from the right eye to the left eye? And now the motherfucker's got both eyes on some bloodshot red,
You know what's funny is, dude.
And hold on, folks, he was wearing a patch on his eye like Slick Rick the Ruler.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like the old school patch, like a pirate. Yeah. We had to go to a business meeting.
It's not even funny because it might have to go back to the patch, Jack.
You know what I mean? On both eyes, though?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, I'm thinking about it. I mean, I might need a seeing eye dog, you know what I mean? And sincerely, I'm not sure where this is going.
How can you see right now, though? All kidding aside, we'll get serious. Like, I'm ripping you. You said ripping you. I'm ripping and having fun of it, but can you... See, I've seen you've been driving, and I don't see no dents in your trunk.
Are you happy? Like, is this what you normally do to people that are, you know, having issues?
Until you go blind, then I'm going to be like, you know what, Joe, you're an asshole. Yeah. But until then, I'm going to have fun with this.
What were you really going to say?
Yeah.
No, so look.
Can you see normal still?
I mean, for, quick seconds, I could flash. I got a
Where's
flash.
Pitt in the room at? Oh, okay, I see you. That's his direction.
I see him over there. What's your name over there? That's that pit?
That's the back of the chair.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's the back of the chair. Here we go. So so look, man. I mean, look, my eyes you know, I started feeling this like a rock was in it, you know, and I thought sincerely that there was something foreign in my eye. And when the rock, you know, that I thought I had in my eye turned out to be what they said. It was a sty inside of my eye, and it was up really high, and that's why
that's
I couldn't see out of my eye.
Are you nervous?
No, not at all. And then so when
at all for like you think this is gonna.
I thought you meant right now. No,
are you nervous about your eyes? Because at this point, I'm not gonna front. I'm borderline on the cuff of being nervous if it's still around and 4 more days because that'll be Monday for us.
Oh, it's gonna be here, bro. I could tell you, I've been trying.
It's gonna be your new look.
No, you know what? I really hope not. You know. I'm not sure.
When we go to Vegas, Joe's on meth because my jaw's to the right, and you're bloodshot drunk because your eyes are red.
Oh,
it's gonna
be. I know. I'm going to have to definitely have a patch and sunglasses on, so I need to get those ones that really pop out so that the patch can fit under it because my normal glasses wouldn't fit under it.
When are you going back to the hospital?
I went back yesterday, bro.
Shut up.
I swear.
You didn't tell me this outcome. What happened?
No, so that's what I was trying to say. So let me start from one so I don't have to jump to three. But, you know, so when I first had the sty, whatever. You know, I've had a sty before in my life. You know, I'm 40, so, you know, you feel it, you know.
A little older than 40, but go ahead.
Just a couple years, you know what I'm saying? I'm 43, now I ain't afraid of my age. How old are you?
49.
Damn, you're almost 50, huh?
And it's crazy how people go, is Blue your older brother?
Yeah. Yo, am I? That's only when I'm letting my hair grow out, bro, and I don't
they
dye
go,
it.
You and Blue related. Everybody thinks we're brothers.
That's because I ain't got my hair short.
You know
right
what
now.
I mean? They go, who's older? I go, who you think? They go, Blue's older? Yep, yeah, damn right he is. Yeah, right. He used to listen to me when he was an older kid in college.
Yeah, right. Well, the poor thing is it's not true, so it doesn't matter.
Not at all. Exactly.
So anyways, I get to the doc, though. Finally, I mean, it hurt for a couple days, and I thought, no big deal. By that time, I was like, dude, this is getting worse. You know, I was swelling up, couldn't see out of it very well. And then I went to the urgent care, you know, because I was, you know, I'm always like, I got to finish work and then I'll go. You know, that's just my theory on shit. Like, just go to the office, work through the day, and then go to the doctor, you know, instead of going in the morning.
Literally, that's what you did. You went to meetings, did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I went to meetings and all that shit. But then I got there and the lady's like, ooh, that's infective. Don't touch anything. Don't touch anyone. You have pink eye. Be careful you don't rub your eye because it can go into your other eye. So I'm like, damn, you know, and I'm giving everybody pounds and elbows instead of, you know, shaking their hands because I definitely don't want to give anybody the stink eye. And so, you know, I go there, they give me antibiotics and some drops for my eyes. And really I thought, you know, oh, this is cool. You know, it should be knocking it out. Well, one day, the next day, it was even worse. It had gotten swollen. I woke up, dude, I couldn't even see out of the eye. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I was like, this isn't working at all. But I did remember the doc said it was going to take 2 to 3 days. So then the second day was like, you know, it felt a little better, but it definitely wasn't well. And then the third day, I'm like, this shit isn't working at all. This right. is not working at all.
It wasn't
working at all. The fourth day, you know, because I'm like, I should go back, you know, but I'm going to wait another day. Fourth day, I had, like, relief in my left eye, or my right eye, but my left eye started bugging out. I was like, damn, something's going on with it now, you know? And so...
It literally crossed the nose bridge.
It did the whole jump.
The whole leapfrog.
It jumped right over, dude. And then, so the fifth and sixth day, fast forward into, finally, I'm like, dude, both eyes are shot. And I decided to go yesterday to the urgent care. Urgent care sits there and goes, look.
Double pink eye. You're like, no.
No, new doctor this time. I got my doctor was out. So at the urgent care, because I see the same guy all the time usually. And the new one's like, hey, bro, like, what'd they tell you? You had pink eye? Like, no, this isn't pink eye, bro. You've got allergies. And I'm like, he's like, both your eyes are shot. He's like, you got allergies. And I'm like. You know, I'm like, well, why'd they give me pink eye medicine? He's like, well, if it was pink eye, you know, the stuff we gave you, it would be gone, you know? And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. So he gave me this allergy medicine last night. And so now I'm on a whole new medicine. And he's like, don't use the other medicine anymore, which I overtook the medicine because, you know, I started.
That's what we do.
Yeah. He was like, where's the rest of the medicine? I was like, dude, to be honest with you, there is no more.
Yeah,
like,
dropping it in my eyes.
You had two more days.
Two more weeks of it. You're like, oh, it's gone.
I started taking 3 a day, sir, and doing, you know, 16 drops a day. I'm sorry. That's how it went down. And he's like, yeah, that shit should have already knocked it out. And here's the new stuff. So he gave me some new stuff yesterday. I took the pill that they just gave me.
So they think it's allergies now.
Now he thinks it's some crazy allergy attack.
I can see that being a case, a bad one, though. I've never seen one this bad, actually.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe,
man,
once on somebody.
I never had an allergy attack.
Jump eyes like that.
I mean, I've had like a nasal allergy attack where your nose is
running. A couple moments of where you just feel funny, but yeah, not like that. I never seen nobody get stuffy
like in the mornings. I'm very nasally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever, smoker's cough type thing, you know, whatever. But not like in my eyes.
You look like you got ash in your eye for like 3 weeks, dog. Both of them now, too. Like, so, you know what I mean? Like, so, someone just use your eyeballs as ashtrays.
Dude, so it gets worse. Let me tell you this, though. Yesterday, I'm literally leaving the office, dude, and I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and I roll down the window, dude, and I was like, oh, I'm getting a little break. You know, my eyes were feeling a little better, you know? But I thought maybe I should just go to the urgent care to make sure that I get this thing knocked out, you know? And I rolled down my window, dude. I looked to look out the window a little bit, and bam, right in my eye, a bug. And it's so sticky in my eye right now that this damn bug is stuck in my eye, dude. And
now that bug has allergies. Oh, the bug started sneezing.
Let's just say he won't have the guts to do that again, because I just rubbed him out into pieces, dude, and then snipped him out. I was pulling little pieces of this bug out of my eye, dude, for damn near half my way to the, and you know, I'm driving while I'm doing
that's
it.
Funny.
So anyways, I smoked a joint, calmed myself down, and, you know, here I am, dude, you know, 2 days later, shit.
Well, now we're here to do the show, folks, and of course, the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 are going to be coming up, but before we get to that, I got to tell you, Blue, I thought this was dope. I caught a piece of this, and I don't know if you're a fan of Steve Urkel, you know, Jaleel White.
Come on,
he appeared in Connection, of course, in the big sitcom. For those who don't know, Family Matters, if you grew up any time in this world.
Did I do that?
Did I do that? Well, he was at the Jake Paul fight, right? And he appeared with no other than Snoop Dogg and Jaleel White working on putting his name out there with his new brand, Purple Urkel. Purple Urkel is the brand. They smoked on the show there. Both Urkel and Snoop opened the pay-per-view events on Fight.tv by sharing a smoke together, closing out by using one of the 710 Lab special vape pins that Snoop refers to as a spaceship pin. The result is a fun opening to an event that transforms Snoop into a tiny puppy that climbs onto Urkel's lap. Fans were pleasantly surprised by the appearances. Of course, they were also surprised by being disappointed by the fight. But my point behind this story is, how dope is it that Jaleel White and Snoop are with both brands doing pay-per-view events where you can get away with smoking cannabis like this on, and we're seeing things like this now.
Well, no, listen, I would really wish you would have brought this up. Let's bring this back up, because I want to talk about the fight a little bit more. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back with the ladies of Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Now it's time for the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen Janae Ault and Playboy Playmate Christine Smith.
Welcome to the Cannabis Talk 101. I'm the skinny queen. You can follow me at Skinny Queen Janae.
And I'm Christine Smith, and you can follow me at Christine's Fire.
And you are
vibing with the Women of Cannabis Talk 101.
Woohoo! Wee! I want to do it like a cowboy.
Woo! You kind of, I bet you do it like a cowboy, Janae.
I can do myself.
I bet you like lasso them and
hit them,
tie them up, throw them over your shoulder, take them home. I don't know.
Listen, we're all getting released. So you know what? Hey, I'll find them. Listen, masks off, shots in, vaccinated. Round me up a cowboy. Mound up. I'm ready.
So, does it matter to you if you date a vaccinated man or a non-vaccinated man?
Oh, gosh. You know, first I thought it was like, have you had an STD test? Now it's like, hey, fuck that. I don't even care how many
You're
bitches.
You're like, am I going to die from making out with you or no?
I don't even care how many bitches you fucked. I just need to know if you have this vaccine or not.
See, I would go non-vaccinated, though. I would only want to date the non-vaccinated ones, except for Joe, of course.
Yeah.
Don't hit me, Joe.
Listen, you got to watch her. She likes the wild ones, right? You know what I mean? Listen, if you're not vaccinated now you're like a bad boy. You're walking around like, yeah, bitch,
I'm not vaccinated. Yeah. I want the ones with like the fake vaccinations all the way, like, yeah, I got it. Wink, wink, you need one too? Oh, yeah, baby, I do.
They pull out this card that it, like, makes no sense, but it says vaccinated, but it's spelled like vaxocated.
Exactly. Yeah, vaxicated. Wait, you dated that same guy.
Yes. What?
He's awesome.
What the?
Fuck, cheater, damn it.
I know. Shit.
Damn you, Juan. I can't believe you're cheating on me.
I knew what that itch was. Damn it, but I got vaccinated.
You need a second tiger shot, it sounds like.
I need a second one. Jab.
I can't even say this shot.
Jab for jabs.
So on this Cannabis Talk 101 show today, what are you talking about in cannabis?
Well, the skinny on the skinny is, not only are people getting vaccinated, they can get intoxicated. Woo! And a little side swipe with it, they can get a little medicated.
Wait, you're saying all at once? You're talking about shots and cannabis same day? What?
I'm saying, yeah, you get a shot, you get the jab, then they give you the joint.
Well, who's doing this crazy stuff? Dispensaries?
Yeah, they're doing it in dispensaries all over. And, like, this is, like, a thing, like, Christine. Like, are you getting – this is a big thing. Before I even get to where joints for jabs are, and it runs until July 12th, the program, I guess I could talk about it now because I am. And it's Liquor and Cannabis
Board. Yeah, we got another week left.
We got another week. So the Liquor and Cannabis Board named Joints for Jabs runs until July 12th and allows state dispensaries to allow qualifying customers one pre-rolled joint at an in-store vaccination clinic. Listen, I wasn't thinking about getting vaccinated until I heard about that.
No, that is interesting because if you think about it, I bet a lot of people that wouldn't normally get the shot would be like, eh, whatever, free joint.
Listen, all jokes aside and joints aside, like, I'm just trying to be honest with you. Like, there's a lot. There's so much to this, Christine. I don't even want to get about how awesome Washington is, though, because I think that we should give out joints for everything. Like, oh, wow, it's Washington's Day. Take a joint. Oh, wow, it's your birthday. Have a joint. You know what I mean? Like, it should just be a national holiday that we start passing out joints.
Are any of these joint giveaways funded by Johnson & Johnson, or I just want to know that data.
Well, that's interesting. I think it's just if you show that you've been vaccinated and you bring into your card into these dispensaries that have teamed up, they'll throw you a joint.
I'm wondering who they're teaming up with, though, just out of curiosity.
You know what? That's
Is that the conspiracist? I can't even say the word. Conspiracist theory in me?
Well, when it comes down to this whole vaccination thing, like, honestly, Christine, I'm going to be honest with everyone because I've decided to just, you know, my God is, you know, my ultimate end-all, be-all, and I answer to cannabis.
I was just going to say, I think you and I worship the same God, because I'm like, wait, cannabis? Cannabis is my God. You worship them, too? Okay, this is why you're the women of cannabis. I pray every night.
And I, vaccinated, not vaccinated, like, I understand both sides, but I really thought about this on the way here, and this is something that, if you already a pre-compromised, meaning you've already almost died, you've had multiple surgeries, you have immunal disorders, things like that. Like, to go and get a shot like this, like, yeah, I get it. It's for everybody. And they're like, hey, have you been vaccinated? You got your card shit? Think about the people that already have pre-existing conditions and that they're not, you don't get hey, we'll take care of you afterwards card. Like, if you get fucked up and your face falls off, you have to pick it up off the ground and hope that someone sews it back on.
See, that's what scares me about the shots. I'm kind of wondering if, like, all these people have bad reactions. Are they going to be mad at the dispensary for giving them? Or it's kind of an interesting mix.
And then I found out, because I've been snooping around, because, Christine, that's what the Skinny Queen does. And
you snoop? You like to snoop? Snoop.
Snoop, snoop-a-loop, snoop-a-loop, snoop-a-loop-a-snoop-a-loop. So I like to snoop around. And I'm finding out that people are having complications, but then they have confusion afterwards. Like, I don't know if your leg really fell off from us. No, I don't know if that happened. But, like, some people are, like, I've known people had heart issues afterwards.
Yeah, we've heard of a couple recently, right,
really
after the
sick.
Shots.
All these things. And I mean, you know what? A lot of people are being healed from it, too. I'm only stating facts here. So if you shoot the messenger, then you're shooting
facts. Send all your hate calls to 1-800-420-1980. Attention, Christine, because I like being abused. Just say courtesy or care of Janae, but.
So I wanted to be, this is going to be with Christine and me, a.k.a. the women of cannabis. We're going to get
the
raw.
The woman.
The woman. We're going to get raw, real, and in your face about it because, well, actually in your ears. But
we're going to get raw joint jabbed?
Yeah.
This is turning into like a really dirty show.
I know.
Is this like Cannabis Sex Talk 100? What kind of jabbing are we talking about here?
Well, you know, I don't know.
This might be the
anymore.
Sex fin I'm just, getting, by the way. Don't mind me. It's just a little Califex sex fin and Janae's, you know, beautiful hair today, I think.
Well, if you guys knew what Christine was wearing today. Her shirt is this, like, black spandexy leotard.
Shoestring?
Leotard that the whole front of it that goes all the way down to her belly is where, like, it is a zigzag of, like, a corset in the front. So it's just showing all of her beautiful
cleavage. By the way, listeners, I like that she's going from pure memory because she's not even looking at me. She's, like, just looking. She's, like, deep in thought describing. She's, like, and then about where
the
boobies are.
Red-handed. Oops, she caught me. Sorry about that. Back to the jabs that we were supposed
to
be
Back to the
talking
joint
about.
Jabs. Joint no boobies, jabs. Joint jabs.
Yeah, so, and listen, at the end of the day, everything, I just want us all to heal, and I want that to be the right way. I want to, and if you know what, at the end of the day, if everyone's getting vaccinated, and then we could start a GoFundMe if Janae blows up.
See, that's what scares me about the shot is like, I would definitely be the one that wings would just sprout out and I'd fly away. I wouldn't need my broom anymore, and everyone would be like, but no one would be surprised. Like, literally no one would be surprised. They'd probably be surprised if bat wings didn't fly out after I'd get the shot.
Christine, same, same. And I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. You know what I mean? So let's be on the real here. So this is the latest among the Washington's abundant vaccination incentives. This includes free tickets to sports events, lottery tolling to one million.
Sorry, conspiracy theory.
Just
cough.
A few weeks ago, the Liquor and Cannabis Board announced the incentive that allows breweries, wineries, and restaurants to offer free drinks to vaccinated adults.
But they still have to wear a mask on a plane, which is interesting.
That, to me, is some crazy shit. Hey! After you go get your shot, go get drunk, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Here's a bunch of whatever injected into you. Here's some alcohol.
Have some alcohol because we don't care if your arm's going to fall off. Like, enjoy yourself.
Maybe that's a whole new study. What happens if people drink alcohol directly after the shot?
Well, you know, after the shot, they're just like, you know what? We hope you win. Vote for us. Just kidding. It's great. You know what I mean? I think everybody should be a part of this vaccination. And also, please still check if people have STDs, because I think that's important, too.
We're also worried about the face mask. Remember, you still have to cover the genitalia. Yeah. This public service announcement brought to you by the Women of Cannabis Talk 101. By the way, we are not doctors. We just dress like some at night.
Yes.
Ooh, if you're Christine. Very, very lucky.
And then back to her blouse.
Oh, wait. Did you like my sheriff outfit I wore from you?
That sheriff outfit is its own, like, meme now. Like, I was like, where'd she get that? If she got it from me, I don't remember. Because
I got that from you.
Oh, okay. Well,
so listeners, I had
rest me in my own outfit, please.
I did this wonderful Pop Brothers at Law skit with our new, I pulled over our Kelly FX double-decker bus in a sheriff outfit that was basically not much more than the shirt I'm wearing that I got from Janae that she forgets. Because apparently she has so many, like, just half-naked sheriff costumes in her house that she didn't notice one went missing.
I just think that when you wore it, it hypnotized me like a dude. And I forgot what I was doing and all I thought, please arrest me. I had no idea it was my own outfit.
That was your own outfit.
I had no idea at that point. You know what I mean? You could have taken my own jewelry and my purse and robbed me in my own outfit. What the hell has happened to me in this town?
I do that at night. I at least spoon you a little before I take your jewelry home. I mean, I'm a good thief.
You just got to spoon me. Otherwise, what's happened with my life? I need some serious counseling.
All right. So we've got joints and jabs.
Joints and jabs.
Petty larceny. What else have we covered? Boobies.
Yeah, we cover boobies, and we also call get drunk, get joints, and get vaccinated. And make sure you check for STDs. And that's the skinny queen coming
at
you.
That's right. Keep it wrapped. Wrap those joints. Keep those body parts wrapped.
And get jabbed.
Don't get jabbed. Don't get jabbed. Jabbed is scary. Don't listen to Janae. Nobody sue me.
And anyways, any other shout outs?
Oh, wait. Well, good. Yes, Mark. Thank you. I do see that you are a lawyer. Thank you for giving advice. He's like, shut the fuck up, Christine. Shut the fuck up. What? Oh, that's right. Lawyer. Okay. Gotcha, Mark. Sorry. I will shut the fuck up now. And I love Johnson & Johnson. And all of my joking is just that.
And back to the regular scheduled programming. Hold, please. Toot, toot. And guys, seriously, like, it's been such a great show. Make sure you check it, everybody. We got some great shout outs. And honestly, you know, Cali FX bus is going around the nation, taking it over, making everybody feel the effects. Where's the next place you're going to be, Christine?
That's right. Our Cali FX Cannabis Talk 101 double decker party bus. We are just at WeedCon. We're at G4. We were going to be in USA CBD, but I took it over and I took it to all these dispensaries like Weed In. We'll be there on the 27th doing big things.
Yes, we got Yellow Lab Farms that has Skinny Weed and feeding Skinny Weed to all the Michiganders. And you
the
know
Michiganders.
What? I come from Michigan, and I know how you all eat, so you need a little Skinny Weed in your life. And I know how much butter you put on your biscuit, too, okay? You need to calm it down.
The show just gets sexier and sexier.
Butterbiss biscuits every day. Butterbiss biscuits. I used to know that song.
Well, it looks like Joe's getting hungry over there.
Joe's getting hungry. You know what, Christine? This has been such a celebratory, wonderful, amazing, fun thing to talk about getting jabbed, joints, and vaccinated.
And on that note, buttering up biscuits and boobies. Back to you, Joe.
Thanks for listening to the Women of Cannabis Talk 101 with the skinny queen, Janae Ault, and Playboy Playmate, Christine Smith.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101.
And get a shot if you're with the ladies. I already got my two-shot, ladies, so I'm good to go like Rodney.
You know, the question was, is would you date somebody that had,
didn't have the vaccine.
That didn't have, hell yes.
Who are we kidding? We've hit worse and crazier. Who you at? You can't ask us that question, girls. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Blue,
right.
Myself, Mark, and Craig. Craig's been married 3 times.
7 times.
I know. And Mark, we can't even get into this dude's stories.
No.
Blue and I, come on, look at us. We're the dirt bags of dirt bag. There's a piece of dirt bag? That's us right there.
I'll hit that bag.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God we're married now and done. But yeah,
it's over, right?
Would we have as young lads? Of course we would have. Earlier on the show, you said you wanted to talk more about that fight. I think, and I don't know if I'm mistaken, I'm talking about they opened up with a Jake Paul versus Ben Askin fight, not the other Jake.
Okay,
Paul.
Let's just talk about that first, and then we'll go to Weather and Paul. Because listen, I'll be honest, man. The first time I seen Snoop smoke at a fight was with Tyson, and against not
Holyfield.
Holyfield just recently, right? He smoked it just on that last with.
I don't remember ever when he was commentating. You mean
yes. Did he
smoke on the the set there? I think he did, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were smoking in the ring, bro. So, that was that. Yes, dude. And Weed Maps was the sponsor
of it.
Yes. And so I thought, you know, for me, you know, I thought it was.
I don't
very...
recall that, but I can. I'm sure it did. I just don't remember seeing it. But that's the way it's going. Why not? They're having drinks in there. It's the same freaking concept.
Well, smokers, some smokers are going to, athletes are not going to agree with it. Because if you're fighting and you smell smoke, it could change your fight, right? Because your breathing habits, you know? Like, I could see that being a problem, you know? But, you know, to go into the thought process of the fact that I'm just saying the fighting is adopting cannabis faster than almost any other professional sport is what I'm noticing. Right. And because the Diaz brothers are CBD, pushing CBD, game up nutrition. They're starting to focus on athlete recovery with THC and CBD.
Well, we had that one other UFC fighter, a little Mexican dude. What was his name? ¿Cómo se llama the little, I just seen him,
man,
too.
I just seen a post from him today.
Yeah,
Moreno.
Yes.
Moreno.
He just posted something today, something new thing.
Yeah,
maybe
he's
a fight
the,
coming
he's
up
the
or
champ.
Something.
Yeah, Moreno's.
But my point is, you have more fights that are, you know, going for the championship fights that are out there pushing it, going, and not only that, look at the recovery of it. So I think it's key in all sports. I just like the fact that it's being, you know, in between big fights that are PR buying on pay-per-view. But, you know, the NBA stars like John Wall, Carmelo Anthony, they're adding nearly like $5 million in venture capital to a company that's joint funding with Snoop Dogg. So it's like Calvin Brodus, for those who don't know Snoop Dogg's real name.
Yeah, what's up,
he's
Calvin?
Involved with a Casa Verde Capital firm, including a music manager Anthony Soleil and Lala Anthony, which is the wife of Carmelo Anthony, and a big sports agent named Rich Paul. So cats are spending the money to invest even more and more, which is great when we see this happening because – like I've said before with David Beckham, when you see David Beckham's company jump in there and he's going
to
do some CBD, that's big. When you see these fighters starting the things, it's just getting bigger and bigger. Something else I want to go to that's bigger and bigger.
Wait, real quick. I just want to say something. Did you see the Mayweather
on Sunday, that Sunday? Yeah, I did watch it. I did.
Okay. So the reason I ask is because they said that Jake Paul got knocked out.
I heard that, and I heard that.
And I saw the recap of him.
It looked like it when I seen some of the video stuff on it, but I felt like I didn't see that live.
Well, you didn't see it live because
it was so fast.
They probably flashed over, too, because they knew that if he accidentally knocked out, it was.
I thought it was a joke, and I'm actually sick that I'm mad at myself for buying into the hype because I really wanted to see Jake Paul just get his ass kicked because I'm sick of these fake-ass fighting motherfuckers acting like, oh, I could fight just because I got a big social media following. Just because, like, I don't mind necessarily, well, maybe a little bit, when I see the athlete that's the basketball player, the football player, like we've seen Ocho Cinco get in the ring, we've seen other cats, they're trying. Dude, there's a difference when you're sitting in there training and fighting. And I wish Floyd Mayweather would have went in there and just whooped his ass.
Yeah.
And to show everybody, this is what I do.
This ain't no game.
Yeah, this ain't no game.
Stand up, Joe.
And he could have, in my opinion, but we all know that's not the way he fights, right?
Right.
Which sucks for us because I want to see that. I'm sick of, I've been sparring with, what's his name over here in L.A. in Hollywood. Cares, I've been doing that.
Yeah, he's,
you know what I mean?
He's going
easy. That's like me running my mouth like I used to fight. I fought 8 times in the ring with a bunch of bozos, folks. I didn't fight professionally. And I'm not going to try to fight professionally. And I'm not going to run my mouth and act like I can't. So when I see these cats running their mouths like that, I'm a guy with 8 fights under my belt. And I still don't like when cats do that.
Well,
like, just go get in the ring, try it, but don't try and fight a real fighter.
Well, unless you've got some real fights under your belt.
Don't get me wrong. You get the fights under your belt, then you earn it.
Step to that. I mean, he went from A to Z. For him to jump.
And it's all a money grab. That's why I say I'm sick of falling into the hype, going, oh, my God, let me watch this, because I'm so hyped with millions and billions of viewers from this fucking dude.
Of course,
Floyd.
It's good entertainment.
He's a big dude. He's had like 40 pounds on him. You know, that's why they have weight classes, folks. If he caught Floyd with one of them blows.
Haymakers.
He'd get it. So part of my interest was, but Floyd's so dope, so fast. He ain't, you know what I mean? Everything he says and does, he backs up. So, I don't know. I just get sick of him.
Like I said, I think they gave Jake Paul too much credit to put him with Floyd Mayweather.
And he won. I mean, Jake Paul has everything to win, and Floyd had everything to lose.
Yes.
And so they danced around, had some fun. He might have made $100 million talking about Floyd Mayweather. And once again, I ain't mad at Floyd for making and doing what he does best, which is make money.
It was about the money. But again, like I said, for them to give him that much credit from jumping off his last fight, which was that that dude that was a football player that had no business being in the ring either. He knocked that kid out cold. But jumping to Floyd Mayweather, like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
That was almost all staged and kind of sucks.
I got a good story for you. And before I go into the story, I just want to say, you know what time it is?
Dime Time.
Thank you, Dime Time. For those who don't know, get your Dime Time and go get hooked up. One of our great sponsors out there. And of course, we want to remind you of G4 Live at the end of September, beginning of October. If you don't have a booth, what you sleeping on, folks?
Yes.
Get out there and come out there and hang out with us.
Don't forget Terpene Warehouse, Cali FX, and Connector. Make sure you check out Connector. It is going down. And that's CANECTAR.
As we were talking about NFL and all this stuff, I got some great stuff that's going to make you smile, and we're going to be able to elaborate on this because we're both happy about this story.
Okay.
The NFL pledges $1 million to fund cannabis research for pain relief. I love that. You know, do the research for the pain relief for your alumni, right? Or even for the active players. Hopefully you're taking it all off. So the NFL says it plans to fund research into alternative pain medications to opioids, including potential studies on whether cannabis can effectively treat pain without having a negative effect on the elite athletes. So that's the key part that a lot of people don't understand, where a lot of athletes don't want to smoke.
Opioids don't have a negative effect on elite athletes?
It's not affecting their lungs if they're smoking. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying it does definitely affect their mental.
It's the number one killer for white males.
Their addictions.
The addiction rates if you're taking these pills and you're numb, you know what I mean? You're not missing a step, so to speak, where I'm so high, quote unquote, using that quotation, being I'm stoned. But they're looking at the research where I believe it's going to be using it the CBD way. I don't think it's smoking a joint. You know what I mean? I'm looking at it and I'm imagining that the studies and the research that they're going to be doing are with what we're looking for. Giving me a pill. Giving me some type of cannabis plant medicated substance that could take away these pills. Now, the league is offering $1 million in grants for as many as 5 research proposals. Jeff Miller, Executive Vice President overseeing player health and safety, said on a media call just on Tuesday. So that's great that they're actually putting money where their mouth is to try to help these players. This isn't an NFL or a sports issue. This is a social issue, the NFL chief medical officer said. And I just really love the fact that they're going in this direction. There's a quote here saying, unfortunately, the level of interest exceeds the level of evidence about medical cannabis for pain, said Kevin Hill, the co-chairman of the Joint Committee of Pain Management between the Players Association and the league. Which right there, you guys, they're doing tons of medication in Israel. We've been seeing the research being done abroad. Now the National Football League has been criticized for not looking out. And not only that, they were getting criticized for some shit on looking at the way they're treating the African-American football player for their brain thing, right? So, like, they were having some brain troubles and say, well, it's because the African-Americans have this and that. Treat it all right and equal. They've been getting a lot of heat for not being right with some shit, right? And they're trying to clear it up, which is
by using cannabis.
Well, not by using cannabis. I'm just saying by doing the right things. You can't just, you know, not get what they were doing was they were not giving the proper medical attention to the African-American players that were having brain problems. From
like causing, Cejas.
Yeah, Junior Cejas was a Samoan Tongan cap. But yeah, but something like that where looking into these players who are having these issues going, oh, well, what is it? Well, it's because you're African-American. They have these other. Well, shut the fuck up and treat them like everybody else. Don't put it in a category. Yeah. And just like with this with cannabis, don't put it in some type of category. Figure out some research that's going to help these players potentially A, be able to play better, but do something where they're not taking these opioids and killing their insides.
You know, here's the thought is that no matter what, it's a double-edged sword, right? You're talking about one of the most violent sports in the history known to man or women. And so it's very important that, you know, you realize that they need to do anything and everything to protect them, especially with the billions of dollars that comes into this organization.
They've got them addicted to painkillers is what they're known for.
Of course, of course. And what I'm saying is that I truly, thoroughly believe that cannabis is going to be exploited. And I'll tell you what I mean by that is that they're going to take cannabis and they're going to make it synthetic and they're going to make a way to inject it into your body. It's going to be an injectable.
And that's not just a straight plant thing now. Now that you're making it, it becomes a different type of animal.
For sure. And there's already a doctor that I've met, you know, just throughout the history of me being, you know, hosting radio or whatever we've been doing.
I thought it was your eye doctor.
Yeah. Bullseye.
Brought it back. You see that? So, brought it back there. Yeah, thank you.
That's full circle. So the thought is that, you know, as soon as they start coming up with injectables, I think that, and you mark my words, that's when the NFL will take it in because they don't want people smoking on the sidelines.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
They don't want people taking edibles on the sidelines because, oh, my God, it tastes good. The calories go up.
It's going to have to be in a pill form or a liquid form.
It's going to be a pill form, which the pill form, the pill form already was called Marinol, and it was very unsuccessful, and it was because no one liked it. You know, it was a synthetic marijuana, which is Marinol. And Marinol was over the counter. And I have, you know, an aunt that sees a pharmacist, and she's like, oh, yeah, we have Marinol. And it's like, no, but you don't understand. Marinol has nothing to do with the plant. What they did is they manufactured what it feels like to be high with medicine that was addictive that they give to you called Marinol. And it's like, you can't start doing that. Just use the freaking plant. So that's
like all medications based normally on plants, which is crazy.
For sure.
And the ones that are getting you addicted are the addicted plants that, you know, they're putting out there.
Right. But
use this cannabis plant in the right way. And I believe they're going to hopefully get to that spot.
And it's not even that. But Joe, listen, they can take out the addictiveness of it. If you can extract something from anything, you can extract something from that. They're putting the addictive chemicals inside of it because they want you coming back.
Oh, yeah.
This is a business.
It's the dope game, folks. Come on.
First one's on us, Pops. Come back.
Blue, keep your eye on this story.
Yeah, there it is, man. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do. Can you see me?
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.